Later today, we'll get the always highly anticipated event risk in the form of the FOMC policy decision. The broad consensus heading into the meeting is that the Fed will indeed go ahead and raise interest rates by another 25 basis points into the range of 5 to 5.25%. And so the market's reaction will likely come down to the accompanying communication. Ultimately, the market will want to know what the Fed is thinking looking out, and if it has gotten to a place where it's thinking more seriously about a pause. As far as the decision itself goes, we won't be getting any economic projections this month, which means it will come down to the statement and post-decision Powell presser. The market has clearly been pressing for a Fed pause on account of expectations inflation has peaked and on account of the fact that other stresses within the economy would demand such a move. On the other hand, the biggest sticking point in 2023 is sticky inflation. And even though there have been some signs of softening, inflation is still elevated and still at risk of trending back up. This leaves the Fed in the uncomfortable position of letting down the market as it continues to focus on the priority of higher rates to offset inflation. But what makes today all the more interesting is the fallout we've been seeing in the banking sector and all the stress around the U.S. debt ceiling. Perhaps these stresses are enough to leave the Fed delivering a less hawkish communication when it meets later today. If in fact the Fed does deliver a message that leans less hawkish, we can expect stocks to shoot higher and the U.S. dollar to sell off. If on the other hand, the Fed fails to meet market expectations for a more accommodative leaning decision, look out for heavy selling pressure in stocks and renewed demand for the U.S. dollar. That's all for now.